This audio recording is a ministry of the Church of the Incarnation, a parish of the Personal Ordinariate of the Chair of St. Peter in the Catholic Church. We thank you for listening, and we invite you to visit us either in person in Orlando, Florida, or on the web at www.theparish.org. The following sermon was preached on Sunday, July 23, 2017, the sixth Sunday after Trinity, by Father William Doc Holliday.
Did you not sow good seed in your field?
May the words of my mouth, the meditation of all of our hearts, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Before we start into the parable, which generally when I do parables, I don't really belabor too much about what's going on there. For instance, if we have the sheep and the shepherds, I don't harp on how stupid sheep are and what shepherds are supposed to do. Everybody basically gets that concept. Fishers of men, everybody gets fishermen and all this kind of stuff. This one is a little bit different because it depends on the English version. No matter what the English version is, a lot of us are not familiar with the terminology. This is the parable of, if you're like a King James person from back in the day, it's the wheat and the tares. Then it moved on to the wheat and the cockle. And now, in more modern translation, it's the wheat and the weeds. The newest translations, which I generally kind of, I'm somewhat critical than a lot of the newer translations because they try to color things up and make them softer for more current consumption, so to speak. But actually, the newer translations are better with this, and they refer to it as the wheat and the darnel. But like I said, no matter what English translation, there's not a whole lot of people who get what darnel is. Who's ever heard of darnel? Who's heard of darnel? It falls short if we use weeds, because you look out in your yard and you see a weed, you automatically know, hey, I've got this kind of grass. That ain't it. That's a weed. What do? Pick it up. Get away from it. When our Lord is talking about the weed and the wheat and the darnel is actually known in a lot of parts of the world as poison darnel. It is something that looks almost exactly like wheat. It does not stand out as a weed. It looks, as I said, almost exactly like wheat, but it is dangerous. That's where he's going in this parable. He wants us to be aware that there is something that's very dangerous for us that looks almost exactly like good stuff. Hold the thought. As we progress in this understanding of this similarity between wheat and darnel, we have to understand what the actual Latin word for, and this is, there's just stuff to dazzle you with Latin, lolium temulentum. Temulentum is the Latin word for drunk. What's that all about? If you consume this stuff, that's one of the manifestations. The manifestation is intoxication, and not in the happy, cheerful kind of sense. Intoxication as in the I don't feel good, I'm going to be sick sense. This particular type of plant that looks almost just like wheat also has a very high propensity to be infected with a fungus. That if it's got that fungus, not only will it make you very sick, it can kill you. So, our Lord is talking about something that is tremendously detrimental, that's bad, that looks tremendously like something that's good. He is talking about truth and things that are not true. Our Lord Jesus Christ is militating against relativism. We cannot be relativists, okay? Truth is truth. There is a definition of truth. Truth is a proposition that squares with reality. We cannot make up our own truth. We have been presented a truth by our Lord Jesus Christ. That is his truth. We cannot mess with it. We cannot mess with it. We cannot change it. We cannot leave parts out of it. We cannot add things to it. We are just supposed to look at his truth. This lends us to understand that things that are not his truth are bad for us. When our Lord speaks these parables, last week we had the sower and the seeds, all right? Our Lord doesn't, well, I'll tell him this week about the seeds and next week I'll tell him about the wheat and the tares. No, that's not where our Lord's going. They're connected. It's one constant discourse. Last week in the gospel, when he was talking about the good seed, the seed that falls on good ground or bad ground, he ends up with, and some of the seed fell on good ground, and it may bear 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold. That's a good thing, because we're talking about God's truth. So he immediately goes into a parable where he talks about the truth. The good wheat is the germination of God's word that may bear 30, 60, or 100-fold. But these bad things can hurt us or kill us when we're dealing with it. Because the way the last parable ended with the sowers, which was his word, and now we're talking about his truth, the last thing he said about his word, that when the word is heard and understood, it can bear 30, 60, or 100-fold. There is a tremendous difference between hearing something and listening to it. Hearing and listening are apples and oranges. You cannot come into Mass, how many ever times you go, and during the liturgy, the word, yeah, I went in and heard what he said. I heard the prayers. You need to listen to the Mass. Because when you listen to the Mass, then you will understand. You will just not hear, because hearing is tremendously deficient. We need to understand what we are taught. We need to understand God's truth, because God is that one who sows. Let's get into the parable. There was a man, the householder, who sowed good seed. That is God, our Lord Jesus Christ. He has come down and he has presented his truth to everyone. Not just Catholics. They have their truth. They have theirs. No. God's truth. God's truth universally. God's truth for everyone, because it's God's truth and everything belongs to him. So his truth applies across the board. He is the one who sowed the good seeds and everything about it is good. That's why we cannot mess with it. He sets the stage. The householder sowed good seed. And it just doesn't say, and then an enemy crept in and sowed bad seed. He interjects something. He said, while men slept, an enemy came in. Our Lord has provided a truth for us. And he expects us to tend to that truth. He expects us to guard that truth. And it's just not for, and yes, it is primarily for those who have been called to guard the truth. But the law of subsidiarity that the Catholic Church holds to is that that starts at the lowest common denominator, and that's in the family. So if you are a parent, or if you are a member of a family, which everybody is, even if it's extended, you need to guard God's truth as a Catholic. You cannot sleep at the wheel. That's why our Lord, he doesn't ever say things just because. And we have to pay attention. God sowed the good seed, and while men slept, an enemy came in. Now we have had through history some tremendous events, and we live them today. This very moment, where men who are supposed to be guarding God's fields are asleep. Literally and or figuratively. They are asleep and they are allowing enemies to come in and sow bad seed. Seed that looks very much like the good seed, but can be deadly for you. And this enemy, of course, is Satan. Satan, the devil, who is as real a person as our Lord Jesus Christ. Do not fall. Some of the men who are asleep in our day and age tried to tell you the false truth that that's just a myth. We know better now. It's just all about this loving Jesus. If you believe in Jesus Christ, you must believe in the reality of Satan, the devil, as a personality just like Jesus Christ. He is the enemy. A good manifestation of poison darnel. Well, there's not a devil. There's not a hell. It's to the detriment of souls. When we look at this parable, and we see where our Lord's going with this truth idea, a lot of people, you know, you just approach it saying, well, that's the church. There are good things and bad things in the church. It's not just the church. As I said, God's word applies to the entire world, the entire created order. This is about the world. This is about our families. And yes, it is about the church. In the world, the poison darnel principle is false religions. You go a lot of places, and I'm talking about in Catholic parishes. Oh, these folks are okay. These folks are okay. They pray to the same God. No, they don't. No, they do not. The God to whom you pray has a Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and has always been one with Him and the Holy Spirit, who is God. That is the God to whom we pray. They deny the Trinitarian aspect of God. They deny He has a Son who He has sent for His sake. That is a different God. It can look in many ways just like the real one, but it is this poison darnel concept. Looks a lot like it, almost exactly like it. Hey, they say they're children of Abraham. We say we're children of Abraham. Close, but nothing. It's not true. That's why our Lord is giving us this parable. False religions exist in our families. The poison darnel concept manifests itself in this spurious false charity of allowing sin to go unaddressed within our families. Because it wouldn't be merciful, it wouldn't be charitable if I told little Johnny the way he's living his life isn't right. Or to tell somebody that goes to Mass every Sunday that they need to believe what the Catholic Church teaches for anything in their life to be valid. You can't just show up in this building on every Sunday and go, yeah, I like it, I like the music, and then go out and say, I don't believe this part of it, I don't believe that part. Poison darnel. Deadly. Our families, our church. In the Christian world, there are a lot of sectarian Christians. There is only one church. Please do not leave this place. Whether you like hearing it or not, this is the truth. Our Lord Jesus Christ looked at St. Peter and said, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church. Not a church, not the church, my church. Anything else that calls itself that is not. Now, a lot of the Christian sects, they don't want to look Catholic. They're aware that it's okay to say the weeds and the wheat because they don't look Catholic. They don't want to look Catholic. I know of a Presbyterian congregation in this county out on the west side where a benefactor bought choir robes for the choir, and they'd never had choir robes before, and he bought choir robes. And the choir marched in with that, and a seminary professor that attended that congregation took his family and walked out. And when somebody went, where are you guys? What was up with that? I will not be around Romish vestments. Choir robes. That's how bad they are. They don't want to look anything like this. We don't have to worry about that. Although there are some who want to munch on weeds who will go those places. Okay, whatever. You know it's not Catholic. The very, very dangerous thing are Christian sects who look very Catholic. There are Christian sects that look liturgically much more Catholic, unfortunately, than the vast majority of Catholic parishes do anymore. That is the poison darnel theory right there. Because those particular congregations who are not churches, they are not Catholic, although they will even say they are. They will use the word. We're Catholic. We're just this kind of Catholic. We're just that kind of Catholic. There is only one kind of Catholic. And it's the kind our Lord Jesus Christ talked about. Those who are founded on the rock, which is Peter. If you're not in association and built on Peter, you're not Catholic. I'll use my illustration of the people that like sports. You can have your favorite professional sports team, and you can know more statistics, and you can know more about the rules than some of the players on there. You can go out and buy yourself a uniform and wear it. But guess what? As much as you want to tell everybody you're on the team is going to tell you whether you're on the team or not. The Catholic Church determines on who's Catholic and who's not. If you are not in the Catholic Church, you are not in the church that Jesus Christ established. That is just objective fact. And if you're good with that, fine. But we ought not, and we need to know that there are problems, deadly problems, with things that are untrue that look very much like the truth. That is Satan's deception. He disguises himself as an angel of light. And he will give you as much truth as he possibly can to drag you into the web. And then once you're there, he doesn't have to worry about it because you're not availing yourselves of the sacraments. You are not in his church. Satan's got it. They love going there. They love it. It looks like it. They dress Catholic. They speak Catholic. They use the same terminology as Catholics. But guess what? They're not. That's what our Lord Jesus Christ wants us to be cautious about. He wants us to understand that there is truth and there is untruth. With this being said, we cannot take it upon ourselves, as our Lord says, to root up. Now, we are called to tend, and we should tend. We should try our best to correct, reprove, rebuke, in charity, those we should try to teach them God's truth. But are they going to listen? Maybe they will. Maybe they won't. Our Lord says, let them grow together. Because if you root up one, you might damage the other. You might pull up the good stuff. Just let it go. One of the commentators that I was reading in preparation for this really hit the nail on the head with this whole concept. He said, and I quote, "What we cannot correct, let us bear with patience, permitting what God permits." If God wants something to stop, he will stop it. He's made that plainly evident throughout history. You push him so far, he'll change things. All right, that's all there is to it. We cannot take it upon ourselves to, oh, this person doesn't believe this, I'm going to kill them. I'm going to burn down their house. I'm going to blow this up. No. We're not about that. If God's going to permit it, we continue to try to do our best to correct. But if he permits it, who are we to say that we're not going to? God's permitting it, but I'm not going to. That's pushing it. All right? Because if you're attentive to this parable, really interesting thing going on here. Our Lord never says anything by accident. And it says specifically, the servants asked him, do you want us to pull up the weeds? And he says, no, you might damage the good stuff when you pull up the weeds. He said, I will tell my reapers, not you, later on. There are two different folks going on here. The servants who want to pull them up, no, don't you do that. Specifically says, no, you may pull it up. I'm going to tell the reapers. What's that all about? We are the servants tending the fields. The reapers are the holy angels that are going to come down at the last time. And the reason for that is we cannot judge properly. We can know a whole lot about our faith, but we can't judge properly because we don't know God's will correctly yet, because we're still here. we're still working through things. But if you got it down, come to my office and please tell me. I need the help, all the help I can get. All right? We don't have this down yet. We don't know God's will. We have to understand that something that may be a deadly poison darnel one day, all we can do is root it up. God can actually, through the power of His Holy Spirit, change it into the best wheat that's in the field. We don't have that going on. God does. A person that's a, you know, you fill in your blank. He's never going to heaven because he this. Well, he might this day, but cast your eyes upon it. He may be completely different the next. All right? That's God's business. God's business is the bundling it up and casting it into the fire, which, yeah, different subject for a different day, but that's what's going to happen. Yeah, there is, just like there is a Satan, and he's a real devil, there is a real hell that lasts all for all eternity. It is a horrible place of separation from God, constant torment that will never end. That's hell. That's what your church teaches. It is up to the angels of heaven, at God's direction, to do that, not ours. You need to walk away from this for two things today. First, the whole premise. There is truth and there are lies. In our day, a lot of the lies look very, very close to the truth. You must be tremendously cautious. You need to know your Catholic faith. You need to know what your church has always taught, not what you've heard over the past 50 years, what it's always taught. Then you can discern the wheat from the chaff, the wheat from the poison darnel. Truth and lies, and we also have to understand that we must permit what God permits while we're still here. Because, as I said, the power of the Holy Spirit can change these poison darnel into the best wheat in the field. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.